Bed bugs in the home. Bed bugs were everywhere before the Second World War, but billions of them were eradicated due to slum clearance plans in Europe, America, and Asia. There was so much progress achieved in eradicating bed bugs that from, say, 1945 until the early 1990s, few people ever saw a bed bug. However, since the 90s, bed bugs have been coming back big time. They're now a huge problem in every city in the world, from Toronto to New York to London, Paris, and elsewhere. Bedbugs are happy to live in clean or dirty properties. They do not discriminate. Bedbugs are sometimes said to be minute.
Some people even say
invisible to the naked eye, but this is total rubbish. In fact, bedbugs are about the same size and colour as apple pips. Although the colour can vary, particularly depending on whether they have fed recently. The difficulty for this generation, which has almost certainly never seen a bed bug, is the resurgence of these bloodsuckers. The health authorities in the United States of America and Canada are very worried about the recent explosion in the number of bed bugs. Bed bugs are notoriously difficult to get rid of and notoriously easy to acquire. Bed bugs are impervious to most insect killers, because they have a heavy waxy coat which is meant to stop them dehydrating, but it is also very good at defending them against insecticides. The best way to kill these particular insects is with steam. So if you have an infestation of bed bugs in your home, you have two alternatives. By far the best choice is to call in a professional to clean them out for you. Otherwise, you'll have to hire a steam cleaner. Clearing your place of bed bugs is not an easy job at all. However, if you want to go down that route, the first thing to do is to clean up. Make certain that you reduce the number of places for them to conceal themselves under. Things like piles of ironing, books and newspapers must all be put away or thrown out. Next, you should wash all your clothes and bedding in the hottest water they can stand. Dry and iron them, and then seal them in plastic bags. Block up all the holes in your walls, especially where the pipes come through. They are bug superhighways from one dwelling to another. Strip off all your wallpaper and plug any holes or cracks in the wall or ceiling beneath. Take up and inspect your carpets and the flooring beneath them. Seal all the architraves and skirting boards in your home with silicon or mastic. Bed bugs love hiding between these lengths of wood. Now you're ready for the steam cleaner. Steam the whole house from top to bottom. Steam your curtains, bed, mattress and furniture too, and inside your cupboards and shelves. You could also purchase a waterproof mattress pad to retain any bed bugs in the mattress. Now you can relax and hope for the best. Wait a week and keep your eyes peeled. If you do not see one, you can redecorate and get on with your life. Native solutions for bed bugs. There are many historical solutions for things, including insect pests, that society in general has forgotten. The funny thing is that lots of the chemicals used in these circumstances are derivatives of the original native or historical remedies. For example, permethrin, one of the best insect killers, is manufactured from chrysanthemums. Bedbugs have been in the Americas since the 18th century at least, but before that they had ticks, fleas and other insect pests, and natural remedies were found to control the numbers of these insects, and they were found to work on bedbugs too. Most people forgot about these old solutions with the widespread use of DDT during and after the Second World War. DDT was so good at eradicating insects that there appeared to be no requirement to use the old treatments, because the old remedies frequently require constant use to become effective, whereas chemical insecticides are far more powerful. Although bedbugs were virtually eradicated from the West, the same was not the fact in Africa and most of Asia, where DDT was not used much. It is supposed that the resurgence of bedbugs in 1995 came from Africa and Asia, due to increased long